Morning. God bless you in the name of Jesus. It is a privilege to be here before you this morning. Before we get started, I would like to do the faith paper. And this is what's called the faith paper. And we've been doing it pretty much since within the first month or two that the doors of the church opened back in 2004, I think 2004. And we've been doing the faith paper. And I highly recommend that you read this, you know, a couple of times a day, especially when you are you're dealing with things or things look like they're up in the air. You're not quite sure how things are going or what direction the Lord is moving you. I highly recommend that you read the faith paper. It just encourages you and it helps you to understand that you're not forgotten by God and God has a plan for you. And if you don't have it, email us. Any of the emails you send to, we'll be happy to get one to you. Or if you can access the Constant Contact, it's all on our RMBC Facebook page. Just click the Constant Contact, and on that page there is a picture of this. Click the picture and bam, you've got it. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and start with the faith paper. If you have it, you can read with me. If you don't trip. But by faith I will not believe what I see, but what God has promised me. By faith I will receive courage to step out and gain strength to go through. By faith, I will live by God's word each day, and his instructions I must obey. By faith, I am confident and assured with certainty that all my desires, hopes, and dreams can become a reality through God's will for my life. By faith, I will not be afraid, worry, or doubt, believing, trusting, and depending on God's power to work all things out to his own glory. By faith, I will receive God's promise and be a blessing to others. By faith, I will trust God to keep his promise and give me my rewards stored up for me since the foundation of this world. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. And this poem was taken from Jesus, the Greatest Name I Know, Volume 2 by Donna M. Walker, 1996. God bless you, Donna. The reason I keep reading that out and giving her credit is because of 17 years, we never mentioned her name. Right. So I'm playing catch up. She deserves credit because this is one of the models of our church. Amen. Good morning, Pastor. Good morning. Good morning, daughters. Amen. I forgot my prayer list from last week. I forgot and left it on my desk, so I don't have it. And from last week? Well, how many prayers we have this morning? Okay. I would like to, a couple things I'd like to say. For Jen Britt 1501. I'm struggling with my health, my breathing, stomach, my head is fuzzy, my vision is off. I want to know, we've been praying for you. I want to know how you're doing. Jen Britt 1501, if you can reach out to us and let us know what's going on with you, I would really appreciate that because we don't want to just pray and then just drop it. We're genuinely concerned about how you're doing. I hope that's obvious. You know, a lot of people have contacted us. We pray. We have people that pray for people offline, communicating and touching bases, and just your family. And we just want to make sure that the family is okay. Amen. So, Jen Britt 1501, please let us know how you're doing. And this has been since June 26th, but I haven't heard anything. Amen. Asia, so if you hear from Jen Britt 1501, let me know. Okay? All right. And for Piper S, I'm sending you another package out. I meant to have it out Friday or Saturday, but things just got kind of twisted. So I'll have it out, God willing, I'll have it out for you on tomorrow. And don't worry about what the enemy did. God's got you covered. Amen. And I did get your emails, and I'll address them this week as well. Okay? And for Candace D from Vancouver, Washington. Vancouver, Washington. Shout out, Candace. I missed you the last few Thursdays, but shout out. I got you. And does anybody know how the young lady that our family in Hawaii, their daughter's friend that got hit by a drunk driver, son's friend.
The last we heard that she had a high fever, mm-hmm. And she developed pneumonia. So we're continuing to pray for her.
High fever and pneumonia? Okay. All right. So we want to keep praying. What was her name? Do you know?
Eliza.
So we want to keep praying for Eliza. So so family, whatever updates you have on Eliza, let us know. We want to keep praying. We like to have the updates so we can direct our prayers. Amen. That's fair to say, right?
Yeah.
Amen. So if you can give us an update, we would really appreciate it. And if they've, you know, if they've recovered and all that, let us know so we can pray for somebody else. Amen. Don't be greedy. Let us know. Don't be. Amen. And Destina?
Destina.
Destina. Her husband got the job.
Yes.
All right. So husband got a job. Destina got. How long was he unemployed? Like a week. And God gave him a job. That's a blessing.
Yes.
That's a blessing. And they're still dealing with things, but other good things are happening.
Yes.
Is there anything you can mention about that situation?
We're just continuing to pray. It seems like the son Nathan's heart is softening somewhat, but we know the enemy is not going to give up easily.
Right.
We want to continue to fight for his soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I think her husband, they're excited because now with this new job, he can actually go to church.
Oh, that's awesome.
Amen. So that gets him in a place where he can get more word in him.
Mm-hmm. So tell me if I'm wrong. Is it possible that God can either allow something to happen or set something up to happen to lose an old job so he can give you a better job or another job so that you can get closer to him?
Yeah.
Does that sound like something that God might have something to do with?
Yeah.
Everything that you think is, oh God, this is, oh, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know what I'm gonna do. You know, maybe God's doing something.
Yes.
You know, and maybe we need to give God an opportunity to do what he's doing.
Yeah.
Maybe God's doing something and you're so busy panicking and, oh God, how am I gonna make it now? Oh Lord, my cable gonna get cut off. What am I gonna do? You know, just give God a minute.
Yeah.
Maybe he's trying to share something. Amen. What?
I said cable's getting cut off.
Yeah, cable's getting cut off. Amen. Amen. I like my cable. Amen. All right. Amen. Amen. So leave the cable alone. They're a ripoff, but I like them. Amen. And I want, they all, they're so ripoff. Amen. So we want to keep, praying. And I also want to pray for the special needs children today.
Amen.
Okay, amen. And also, I want to thank God for our S4C online prayer warriors, for those people that the Lord has touched and they have adopted a prayer during the course of the, from the Sunday prayer, they have adopted a prayer for that week.
Yes.
And the Spirit has been moving and working with them, and they've been praying over whoever the Lord has placed in them for that week. And thank God, because you cannot have enough people praying for the body of Christ.
Amen.
There cannot be too many prayer warriors. There cannot be too many people lifting up the name of Jesus on behalf of somebody that either can't or don't know how.
Amen.
And so the more prayer warriors that there are praying for people that are requesting prayer, that are in need of prayer, the more prayer warriors that we have lifting up the name of Jesus for the body of Christ, the better we are.
Amen.
It can never be too many, and it can never be enough. The Bible says the harvest is. Anybody know the rest of that? But the laborers are few. There's a lot of work to be done, but there ain't a lot of people doing the work. Amen. And if you're part of any organization, you know if there's 100 people employed, you got about 20 of them really working.
Yeah.
And the other them trying to look like they're working so they don't have to work, so they keep up. It's sad. And the church is no different.
Yeah.
You can have 1,000 people in a church and only 110 people are actually working. That's it.
Amen.
If you're blessed in that way.
Yeah.
Amen. So, you know, we can never have too many people praying. We can never have too many people lifting up the name of Jesus. We can never have too many people reaching out to other people. We can never have too many. So please, if the Lord places in your spirit to be a member of the S4C online prayer warriors, we would greatly appreciate it. And I would appreciate if you would let me know that you are a member of the prayer warrior team so that I can lift your name and your family up to God in prayer. Because if you're praying for other people, that means you're taking on extra stuff. You're taking on extra, you know, we know about this. And so we need to make sure that you're covered too.
Amen.
Now, even though we're not sending out plaques and certificates and we're not blasting you out, we still need to know who you are so we can keep you lifted up.
Yeah.
Because we need you to stay strong and we need you to stay connected to God so the harvest, so God can use us to harvest his fields. Amen.
Amen.
All right. And Pastor Drea, I'm sorry, Pastor Nicole, I didn't pray before I started. So if you could just lay hands on me. I'm going to ask my brother if you would come and pray with me. Come on. What's your name, little brother? Ah, that's Ben. How am I going to forget that? Ben, you come around here. You come walk. It's okay, Ben. It's okay. Ben, you my brother. You my brother. It's all good. You're gonna pray with. Who's Mrs. Ben? Mrs. Ben, what's your name, baby? Tell me again.
Dasha.
That's a beautiful name. I am not going to remember because I am horrible with names. And I don't mean to be. I just am.
I mean, his name is Ben.
And I forgot Ben.
That's your name.
Amen. You know what I would like to do? I see you, Pastor Drea, by the way. I saw you. That wasn't undercover. I saw you. Amen. Could I have the whole family come up? All three of you. Amen. So Ben's not so nervous. Amen. I love Ben. Ben. Amen. Why y'all all go over there? Y'all come over here. Ben, go stay with me. Y'all come over here. Isn't that a beautiful family?
Yeah.
A tall family, too. I know. Amen. So Ben, what I'd like for you to do is lay your hands on my shoulders. Amen. And you pray. Oh, I didn't wash my hands. Amen. I didn't wash my hands. Amen. Normally this is done before we go live. And I left the time. This is done before we go live, but I forgot. And my wife wasn't here at the time to remind me, so there you go. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Before you're praying for other people, you should always make sure that you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless and honor you, Lord, for this day.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, that you are using us, willing vessels,
yes,
to stand in the gap for your children.
Yes.
Father, we thank you, my God, that you are using our voices, our arms, our legs, and our feet to be the body of Christ, mm-hmm, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We thank and we honor you this day, Lord Jesus, for you have created this
thank
day
you,
that
Jesus.
You may be glorified.
Yes.
You have allowed us to see this day that you may be exalted, my God.
Yes.
Not for you, Lord Jesus, but that we may be connected to you, Lord.
Yes.
Father, I pray this day over your servant, over Pastor Ben. I pray, Father, that every word that he speaks, every infliction of his voice,
yes,
my God, brings glory and honor unto you.
Yes.
Every person that plugs into this prayer,
yes,
be it live or later, will feel the presence,
yes,
and the anointing and the power of,
yes,
your Holy Spirit,
yes,
transforming their hearts,
yes,
and their minds and their spirit. I pray, my God, that every word that he speaks comes from you. I pray, my God, that everything that he says flows from,
yes,
your spirit and to the hearts of your children,
yes,
that you alone may be glorified.
Yes.
Fill him up to the utmost, my God,
yes,
and strengthen him from the top of his head to the sole of his,
yes,
feet. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Ben. Thank you. Thank you, family. Thank you. We'll pray. We're going to pray after service. Amen. This is such a cute family. Amen. All right, so what do you got, Pastor Nicole?
Oh,
what you got?
God.
Amen. And again, I'm sorry. Normally we do that before, but I forgot. Amen.
Amen. Our first prayer is for Renee. Renee's job, I won't mention the name of the company,
mm-hmm,
has informed them that they must return September 7th and they must be vaccinated.
Mm.
She doesn't want to take the vaccination.
Right.
She's not very comfortable with it. She's also living in an environment that is that has lots of violence.
Mm.
She said, for example, she's going up to her apartment and a man was coming out carrying an AK-47 and his face was covered. And so she says there's just criminals all around her.
AK-47?
Yeah.
Just walking down the stairs of the apartment
just
building.
Just okay.
Yeah, she is looking to move.
Yeah.
But while she's there, you know, she wants that covering. She doesn't,
yes,
want to call the police because she feels like,
yeah,
it's going to make her a target for,
yes,
all the activity.
Yes.
And so she has the job and the living.
Oh, my goodness.
All just really needs.
Oh, my goodness. My sincere and my one of my greatest prayers is that we won't see September here. That's one of my greatest prayers. Of course, we don't know what the Lord exact plans are. We know we're in the season, but we just, there's just things that we just don't know.
Yeah.
But while we're here, the Bible says, occupy till I come.
Yes.
Okay? Keep living, keep doing what you need to do, knowing that your plans may be severely interrupted by the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you plan on going to school, keep planning as long as that's part of the Lord's will for your life. You plan on moving, keep planning as long as that's the Lord's will for your life. Just understanding that your plans do not supersede God's plans.
Amen.
I don't want the Lord to come because I just bought a car. Well, the car ain't going. Okay, so you need to decide you want to go or you don't. You follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
So, for, what's her name?
Renee.
Renee, I'm sure that it's the plans of, or hope of every believer that is familiar with the rapture and what we're dealing with is that we're not here. But my prayer is, whatever the Lord's plan is, to deliver you while you're still here.
Yeah.
To fix that situation that you're in while you're still here. And to allow the Lord to enter into that atmosphere and cover you. Does she have a family or doesn't she doesn't say?
She's single.
Uh-huh. Amen. And that's got to be scary. Tell me your name again.
Renee.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Okay. I got it. Deja. Okay, so I need the two ladies to come here.
Come on,
ladies. Y'all gonna stand in for
Renee.
You're gonna be the
intercessors
for Renee. So y'all come around here. Good morning, soul sister. How you doing, baby? I know her name. Yes, I do. It's not Renee. Don't want.
You mess up.
See, I'm gonna put. Anybody got any extra oil? Cause Abigail needs it bad.
Oh no, she's Donita.
I know who it is. Didn't I tell you I know who you are? Amen. Donita, tell him stop messing with me. Amen. Did you wash your hands first, Mom? Amen. Please. So we're gonna be praying for. Rebecca.
Renee.
All right. I'm sorry, Ben. My anointing is not names. I don't know. Oh, thank God. So it's a Ben thing. Thank you for sharing. You don't know how much I appreciate that. Okay, so Ben has issue with names too. So I'm really happy about that. You know, because it's not just me. Amen. Good morning, MJ. Good morning, princess. Good morning, amen. So we're standing in for Rebecca.
Renee.
Oh, mercy. It's going to be a long one. Oh, pastor. Let me get that knife out my back right here. Well, we can hear the tires. Boom, boom. Hey, man, we do have fun up here. It's a pleasure and an honor to serve God. And the Bible said laughter is good for the soul. Is that right? Amen. And so it's laughter of joy. And we're just blessed to be here. Okay, so now this is what I want. Babies, you guys are going to stand in. And he showed me. You're standing in for
Renee.
And it's the first prayer. Amen. I don't do well when it's hot, and it's really hot. Thank God. No, I can't. Thank God we had an extremely awesome family that donated air conditioning to the church. And they are in the process of putting it up, and prayerfully by Wednesday will be cool.
Yes. Amen.
And anonymous donors don't want to be identified, don't want to be spoken about, but I can't help but thank God for such a great blessing among many people that have blessed the church,
Yes. Among
many people that have done great things for the church.
Yes.
This is another group of people or family that the Lord has led to do something wonderful for us. And because without the people, praying for us and staying with us and, and supporting us and being there for us, we wouldn't be able to do what we do.
Yes.
God set this in place. It is not us, because we're the same as we were when we started. Yeah. So it's not us. It is what God is doing. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So I need you two ladies to stand here. Pastor Dre, I want you to stand behind one of them. Oh, both you ladies come. That's good. Pastor, you stand behind one and you stand behind the other. And Renee.
Yes.
Yes. And so we're going to be praying for Renee. Amen. That's all right. You wait till they get in their 60s and they come up here and start praying. Then we're going to see what they're doing. And then they're going to know. I am going to blame it on the 60s. I'm blaming it. I got something to blame it on. Amen. Baby, give me your hands. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord showed me why he wanted two women to pray for her, because it's more than just, there's a series of things that are going on in atmosphere that the Lord wants to address. Amen. And so the two of you represent the series of things that are going on in Renee's atmosphere. That's why he wanted both of you here. He wanted to, oh, you have such a clean heart. Oh my God, she has such a clean heart. She does. No, it wasn't a question. Okay, let me pray for Renee first, and then I'll get, because, amen, don't be laughing. You're still growing. You'll figure it. You'll find out. Mia, your solution is strong. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Renee.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Renee right now. Father, her atmosphere, her job, the things that she's, the mental stress, God, that's why the two of you are here. The physical and the spiritual. Be sure you represent the physical woman, you represent the spiritual woman. And the Lord wants to address both of these on Renee's behalf.
Yeah.
Amen. That's why both of you are standing here. Strong, focused, unmovable. The spirit realm. I'm not sure what's going on. I don't know quite how to handle what's happening. The Lord is addressing both of these issues for Renee. Does that make sense, ladies?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Hey, give me a sec. Dude, there's something really special about your wife. He hasn't told me yet, but he keeps showing me stuff. Amen. I can't put it into words. That's why I haven't said it yet. But there's something incredibly anointed about just seem extremely focused and playful, but no nonsense kind of thing. Father, we rebuke the enemies that's in Renee's atmosphere.
Yes.
We rebuke the danger that's in her atmosphere.
Yes.
We rebuke everything that comes against the name of the Most High God. We rebuke everything that would cause her harm.
Yes.
Anything that would interfere with her working in the vineyard in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Father, you understand the situation on her job.
Yes.
My prayer, Lord, is that we're not here, so it's not an issue. But she doesn't know, we don't know what your exact plans are. But we believe in the name of Jesus that you have already prepared a way. You have already prepared an escape for Renee and the rest of us that are looking forward to your coming. Father God, in the name of Jesus, if there's anything in her atmosphere that does not please you, we're asking you to remove it in the name of Jesus. Father, she's looking for another place to stay. She wants another job. She wants a better atmosphere. She wants a better life. Father, Father, you can hear her prayer. Father, whatever's necessary, whatever's needed for healing, for deliverance, for comfort and for peace, give it to her in the name of Jesus. Cover her with your glory. Guard her with your presence. Let no harm come to her. Give her peace in her heart, in her mind. Let her apartment be set apart from the rest until you move her away. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's any doubt, remove it. And heal that atmosphere in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. God bless. Can I have a hug? Amen. Thank you. God bless you. All right, baby. All right, Mama. Pastor Nikki. All right, what else we got?
We have a praise report.
Yes.
Yes.
Love praise reports.
Warhammer is reporting on Donna. Donna had the eye surgery.
Yes.
The follow-up went well, and the eyes are healing faster and better than they expected.
What? Yes.
To see more clearly next week or so.
There is no limit to what our God can do.
Yes.
No limit whatsoever. There is no limit. Good morning, Zoe and Sensational. Good morning. Amen. There's no limit to what God can do. If God is in it, listen, do we have a lot of requests, Pastor Drea, Nikki? No, okay. So the importance of praise. Who can explain what praise is pretty clearly? Pastor Drea, can you kind of express what praise is? Do you have any words that can express that?
Hallelujah.
Because I got something I want to say about that.
You know what? I think when you can see the joy, when the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Right.
And when that comes rolling down, there's just praise is inevitable.
Yeah.
Praise is all over you. Praise is what we do in response to our Lord.
Yes.
So when we're in praise of the Spirit of the Lord, that's where that deep worship comes in.
Yes.
Because you're responding to the praise that's in your heart.
Yes.
That's where you can be worshiped, and that's where you stand with the Father.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Listen. Yes. As I explained last week, Pastor Sandy did a detailed message on this some years ago. If I find it, I'll put it up on Facebook. All the angels in heaven are not allowed access directly to God. They don't. They were not created to be in God's presence. There are specific angels that were created to be in the presence of God. But God wanted the other angels to experience His presence, even though they could not be in His presence. Y'all follow me so far?
Yeah.
And so God created praise. Yes. Okay? Do you have a definition for praise? So God created praise. And praise, He inhabits the praises. So when we give God praise, when we elevate the name of God, God enters into the praises. They're going to look up a definition to make it clear for you. So when you are praising God, not just from your lips, but from your heart, God enters into the praises, and it puts your spirit, for lack of a better word, in the presence of God without being in the presence of God. It's a substitute for you being in the presence of God without actually being. We can't be in the presence of God in the flesh. Why? It'll kill us.
Yes.
But if we are praising God and we're walking with, do you have a definition?
I do, but what you're saying is a result of praise.
Yes, yes, yes. Right. All right.
But praise, the biblical definition of praise, let me make sure I'm using that right. Is to offer grateful homage to God in words and song.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Praise means admiration or approval. So you're showing God admiration and approval,
mm-hmm.
and the result of that is His presence.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 So kind of you're agreeing or you're in agreement with God with what He does, what He speaks,
mm-hmm.
what He's about,
who He is.
I'm joining God in agreement with who He is and what He says. Because the Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree?
Yeah.
So if I don't agree with God, God and I aren't walking together.
Yeah.
God says I'm delivered. I'm insisting that I'm not delivered. I'm not walking in agreement with God because God told me I was delivered. I'm telling God, I know that's what you said, but I don't believe I'm delivered. God says, I'm with you. I know you said that, but I don't really believe that.
Yeah.
You're not walking with, the Bible says, how can two walk together except they're agreed? Look it up.
Yeah.
So when I'm agreeing with God on all the things that He has shared about Himself and His plan with me, I'm praising God.
Yeah.
And while I'm praising God, in my agreement with God, God enters into my agreement
yes.
and He works it out.
Yes. Amen.
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 Does that make sense, sensational? So praising God, because some people, I've heard people, and make me so upset I wanted to throw the phone on the wall. But we paid a lot for that phone, so I wasn't going to throw that phone on the wall. That phone costs a lot of money. The people, people like, what kind of God need all that praise? What kind of God? He can't make it without my praise. I'm like, you stupid. You just stupid. You missed the whole point. Being dumb just missed the whole point. You didn't got caught up in some religion that makes you think that that's praise.
It's
a thing, yeah. It's a the shouting, the singing, the wait. That's a result of the praise that's flowing through you according to God's will for your life. All these things are connected with your faith and with your relationship with God. Again, it's about relationship.
Yes.
And so, Renee.
Yes.
So you seem surprised too. Renee, because I got it. Renee, and those of you that are dealing with situations as Renee, even though you don't see it, if God speaks to your heart and tell you, I got it, even if you don't see it, you must believe that if God, if you know God told you, you must believe that God will keep his promise.
Amen.
You don't have to see it. You just need to know. It's just like a woman pregnant. Not that I know personally, because I've never been pregnant, but from what I hear, she knows it's there. Even though you don't see it, she can feel it. And she knows it's there. And she knows when it's growing. And she knows when it's turning and when it's moving, right?
Yeah.
Right? So, even though I don't, good morning, even though I may not understand all the things that God is showing me or sharing with me, because he said it, I believe it.
Yes.
And my prayer is that, Lord, put me in a position where I will be able to, where I can receive what you're sharing with me. Amen?
Amen.
Part of your praise. Praise is a lifestyle. It's not a dance. People think praise is a dance. Praise is not a dance. The dance is a result of the lifestyle. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Did I address all the things I was supposed to?
Yeah. Well, we were praising God for Don.
Oh,
healing.
Yeah.
We're praise.
Okay.
Mike is asking for prayer. He's looking for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And he's concerned with the mandatory vaccine.
Yeah.
But he knows God will make a way.
Amen.
He is also praying for his sister and her ex, his sister Donna and her ex-husband Justin for salvation.
Amen. His name is?
Mike.
Mike. Okay. Hallelujah. Mike is praying for his sister and her husband.
Her ex-husband.
Her ex-husband. And he's also praying. You know, that must be something. You're praying for your sister's ex.
Yeah.
That means there's some good relationship somewhere or love or something, because people pour all that out with the bathwater. They ain't praying for nobody. That my sister did that. I ain't praying for that. You know, so that's a blessing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike, I'm hearing more and more about the mandate about the vaccine, and now they're talking about there may be a third vaccine that's needed. Mm-hmm. And then I heard yesterday on some news something that is coming to a point, depending on which bug bites you, none of the vaccines will work.
Right.
I'm like, what? Yeah, and so you're just pouring stuff in. You don't know what you're putting in there. And then they're telling you, we're going to make you put all this in you, but we're not sure it's going to work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Come, Lord. You know, because it's going to come a point where they're going to hold all the cards. They're going to have all the juice. They're going to have all the control. They've got 7 years of that. That was given to them by God. Your prayers are not going to change that. So since they're not going to not have their 7 years, you need to make sure you're not going to be here for those 7 years. Amen?
Amen.
Mike, I commend you for praying for your sister's ex. I commend you for praying. I commend you for praying for anybody other. When you pray for somebody other than yourself, that's a blessing.
Amen.
Because so many people, I'm only praying for me. Lord, help me. Lord, give me. Lord, do me. Lord, me. Lord, me. Amen. And he never gets a chance to say anything to you. You never remember to pray for anybody else. It's always just you. And I'm wondering, what kind of relationship do you have with God, if you have one? Because if you have the heart of God, a lot of times you're the last one you're praying for, if you remember to pray for you. Because you're busy praying, not that you don't want to be blessed, but I know I'm good, but there's so many other people that need, and my focus is on praying, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Mike.
Yes.
We're praying, Lord, that you would enter into his situation, whether it is a new job or the tables are turned. I don't know what your plan is for your people for this situation, but I do know this, you have a plan. I don't know what the next move is, but I do know you have a move. I don't know how we're going to be delivered exactly when, but I do know that we will be delivered. I do know that you will keep your word, because you cannot not keep your word. I do know that everything you said will be the way you said it, because you cannot lie. I know your people will be rescued. We will be rescued one way or another. According to your will, it will happen. You told us to occupy until you come. So we are going to work the field until you come. You said the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. You told us to go into the highways and hedges and compel or forcibly persuade men to come unto you. We have work to do, God. And I'm praying for Mike and every soldier, every believer that's on the battlefield working, on the battlefield praying, on the battlefield fighting, and not hiding somewhere in a foxhole, peeking out to see if the Lord is coming. But for those that are actually fighting on the front line.
Yes.
And I'm praying that those that are hiding will come out of hiding and be about their Father's business. We pray, Lord, for healing and deliverance for his sister and her ex. We're praying for that family and its job. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. We just got a praise report.
Yes.
From Robert V.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Kidney stones.
Woo! No! Robert V?
Yes.
Oh, amen.
Stomach issues gone.
God what?
He's been healed.
Oh, amen. Robert V.
Yes.
He's been asking for prayer and praying for a long time.
Yes.
Amen. A long time. I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
Amen. Robert, I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm so thankful that God has done this great work for you.
Yeah.
Amen. He's been with S4C for a long time, but I don't know of any chat that he's not on.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
If S4C is on, Robert's on too.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
How you doing, Asia? Amen. We got any activity in the chat room?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. Any prayer requests from the chat room?
You gotta pray for the special needs children.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Amen. So this is what I'd like.
Mm-hmm.
I like everybody that can to come up here. Everybody, children, adults, reverends, reverends with glasses, come on up here. Salt reverends with glasses, come on up here. He ain't looked up yet.
I know.
If I keep, so I'm gonna say something and he's gonna, amen. Salt reverends that start with
L.
L. Okay, thank you. All right, he finally said something. Amen. We want to be praying for the. We want to pray for the special needs. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning.
We want to pray for the special needs.
Amen.
Amen. But if it's okay, I'd like the children to come up. Is that okay?
Yes.
MJ with your tall self. Oh my goodness, look at all these beautiful babies. Good morning. And so I would like the children. Oh, good morning, princess. Good morning. Good morning. Allie, where's Allie? Okay, good morning, princess. How you doing? I would like to pray for... Good morning, Melody. Why you mean mugging me? Amen, you see her? Give me the skunk eye. Amen. I can't say anything because Asia did the same. Allie did the same thing. Amen. She used to give me the skunk eye. Sometimes. But, amen. All right. Your nose. I'm sorry. There you go. Better now?
No.
Oh. Amen. I'm sorry, MJ.
Nose.
What's wrong with your nose? Did you pinch his nose?
No.
Oh, her braids.
My right
Okay, well, your nose look good. Hey, man, you can't be hitting your brother with a bat. Now, you be nice. Hey, man. All right, can all the kids hold them? Look, your little beautiful self. All the kids hold hands? All the children hold hands? These are not special needs children, but I want them to stand in for the special needs children.
Amen.
Amen. Is that okay? And so if I can have an adult to touch one of the children, it don't even have to be your child. Just if the parents okay, I just want an adult to touch. Good morning. One of the adults to touch. I want the, one of the adults to touch one of the children. Amen. Come on up. Come on. Come on. I haven't said the same thing to my little brother here. Come on. Come on. Y'all put, just lay your hands on one of the children. Come on, son. Come on. Lay, that's okay. Lay your hands on one of the children. Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't see any children waiting to be delivered. So I'm assuming that nobody's carrying anything. Amen. I've seen children and I've told people. Y'all know, right?
Yeah.
Amen. So the Lord, one time I saw a baby walking, but I saw it in the spirit. The baby hadn't been born yet. And anyway, that's another story. Anyway, I want to pray for the special. Smile, princess. That a girl. I want to pray for the special needs children. Amen. They may have special needs, but they are. Some of those children are brilliant. They are artistic. Good morning, baby. They are artistic. They are borderline geniuses. If not, they may. I think the only difference is they think differently from what we call norm. Mm-hmm. That's my take on it. They just think differently. Just because they think different doesn't mean anything's wrong.
Yeah.
They just think different.
Amen.
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 Some of us view different situations differently. Amen. They just think different. That's all. That's all. And I want to pray, and I hate that they put labels on children and people that just think different. You know, but that's the way this world is. But I want to pray for them that the Lord would use them in a mighty way. If there is healing, that there will be healing. If there is peace, that they will have peace. If there is comfort, that there will be comfort. That the Lord will have his way with these children that belong to him. Some of the children are not babies anymore. They're adult children, but they're still children. And they are all God's children. The Bible says it is he that had made us and not we ourselves. It, we are his sheep and the sheep of his pasture. These are children of God. Now, whether they are following God or not, that's a different thing, but they were created by God for the purpose of God. Amen. And let me tell you something. Oh, amen, cutie patootie. And let me tell you something. God don't make mistakes.
Amen.
That might have been an oops to you, but that baby was expected by God.
Yeah.
Amen. You might have been surprised, but God wasn't. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for every child that they call special needs, but we just say think a little different. Father, we thank you for every child, whether they are children or adults. We thank you for the gift that you have given them. We're praying that they are with nurturing and understanding people that will help them to develop and not crush their spirit and not crush their ego, not crush them so that they can't be all that you have called and created them to be. Lord, move in their heart and in their mind, in their spirit. Let your presence move in them. And whatever is necessary, whatever needs to be changed, whatever needs to be adjusted, whatever needs to be heightened or lowered, whatever changes that may or may not need to happen, you are the authority. Let your perfect will be done. Let no harm come to those children. Those that are in harm's way, deliver and protect them.
Yes.
Those that are having issues with the people that are caring for them, fight the battles for them.
Yes.
Those that are having issues with the way the situation in the world is today, stand in the gap for them, Lord.
Yes.
Send your angels to fight on their behalf.
Yes.
So they will be recognized as children of God and not something that God has nothing to do with. They are children of God.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
They belong to God. You created them. They are yours. It is you that have made